So Revo Yochum is Machale between Kriya and Averus. Okay, Kriya, he says, you got to do again, because Shaschimu. But Averus, you're Makayim Averus. So I want to define the difference precisely, categorically. You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference between the two? How would you explain the difference in simple terms?
Especially, the question is even stronger.
In other words, descriptively, Kriya is a reaction to a situation. Mm-hmm. Whereas Avelus is a kiyum, I have a kiyum niyum, that I was knowing Avelus, that the person was knowing Avelus almeso. Okay? It's like, for instance, if somebody gives a child a present, so the child says thank you. So thank you is an obligation the child has to the one that gave him the present. But the reaction of the child of joy is simply a reaction to the situation. Do you follow? It's not a kiyum that they did something. It's simply you expect from the child a natural reaction of joy. So it's just a reaction. That would be similar to the difference between the maisa of a kriya and between the kiyum avelus. But let's put it in halachic definitive terms more. Okay? You had very good. What did you say kriya is?
Kriya is just the maisa ba'alma.
Yeah, that's it. In kriya, the kiyum is in the maisa. In avelus, the kiyum is in the gavra, that he was no heg avelus. That's the difference. See, I wanted to sharpen it up. So that's the difference. In Kriya, the kiyum is in the maisa. But in Avelus, the kiyum is in the gavra, that he was no heg avelus. Kiyum niyug in the gavra. So that's why Revo Yochum says that you can't do Avelus twice because you have the kiyum in the gavra of niyug already. So you can't do it again. But Kriya, you can, because Kriya is a kiyum in the maisa, and if there's a new shaschimum, so then it demands such a kiyum maisa, such a response.
What's new shaschimum?
What's that?
Nishaschim, what is that?
Shaschimum.
Shaschimum.
Right, in other words, it's
English
new
or something. English? It's time of anguish?
Yeah, right. It's a time of anguish. So when he buries him, it's a different anguish. So that's why he's chayev in Kriya again. Because you can't say he was mekayim Kriya, because it's a reaction. So a reaction, now the new situation demands a new reaction.
Right. I mean, the old mice is no longer extant.
That's right. It's the old mice is no longer extant because the kiyum is in the mice itself, whereas the kiyum by Avelus is in the gavra's nihug. So therefore, once there was a nihug already, can't have a nihug again. That's Rabbi Yochum. Okay, Rabbi Mann, is that clear? Yeah, that's good, right? Rabbi Mann's bringing that. You do Kriya on Chol HaMoed. So Af Pi She'ein Avelus Rambam says, but Kriya you do. Because Kriya is a reaction. So there you go. It's not Avelus. It's not Avelus. It's a Maisa. It's a Maisa Balma. Okay. So Revel Yochum's Raya from the Yerushalmi is that if you have a mind to be Mishana the Kever, Toch Zion, so the one Mandama holds that you know Egme Shani, Steals it all Shani, because you're not finished. But let's say you buried him once, and within Shiva you change your mind. So Rabbi Yochum holds that it comes out that Lamafreya, you really weren't finished with the Asaskus because it's still Zion. But still, you wouldn't count over again the days in between. So you see that the fact that you had a legitimate Kiyum Avelis at the time, it's a Kiyum that the Gavra has. And you're not Okol Mafreya.
Right.
It registers.
And you're not Okol Mafreya. That's Israel. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
From here. So one thing we can come to a conclusion about over here is what is the Shura? So apparently you see that the Shura has nothing to do with the mace. Because Mabed Atmadas, there's no Nichum al Mesa. There's no Avelis al Mesa. And there's no Avelis al Mesa. But still, you own them Beshura for the Chayim, for the Krovim. So you see that the Omdim Beshura, Beshas, Yitzia, Mibes HaKvaros, is a halacha. We wanted to say it's halacha in the chalos avelis in the gavra. No, but we have to sharpen up a little bit. It's a halacha in the avelis of the gavra per se, in the shame oval in the gavra. So there's no niyug avelis, but he still has the loss. So that's why it says it's for the chayim. It means for the shame oval. In the Chaim, which is not really a Neo Gavelus on the mace. It's an interesting thing. It's for the shame of in the Gavra.
And that emerges after the Stimas Gola Rishon?
That's right.
Because he's, even though the Shiva
though
begins in the second one.
That's right. Wow. That's Neo Gavelus.
The Gavra's an Avel. Once the Gavra's no longer an Onan, he becomes an Avel?
Because he has loss.
So why wasn't he an Onim before the Gola Rishon? Why wasn't he an Avel? Why wasn't the Gavra an Avel beforehand?
Because he was an Onim.
Right, so when the Gavra is only an Onim, the Gavra becomes an Avel. But the Malos of Shiva is...
Well, let me just put something. After Kvura. After Kvura.
First Kvura.
It's the first Kvura.
First Kvura.
Not the second.
No. After the first Kvura, the Gavra has a Shem Avel.
So why doesn't he begin a...
He doesn't begin Nihug until he's finished with the his Hisaskus. Right.
But he has the Shem Avel.
But he has the Shem Avel.
So that's what I'm asking. What's necessary for the Shem Avel? What's necessary for the Nihug?
What's necessary for Shem Avel is the fact that he lost the Karev.
It's not Mason with the fun of it anymore.
And he lost the Karev.
But you need more than that because before the Kvura.
You need Kvura.
And the
food.
No,
Mace
Matalapana.
That's good.
It's a unique.
Rabbi mentions that on Cholamoid you are Omeid Beshura. But that's very good because you see, the Omeid Beshura is a separate institution.
That's proof.
That's right. That's the institution of the Pirud of the Krovim from the Mace.
But it's also for them as the Gabra.
Even though there's no Nigga Vedos Chalamoid. Because a Yom Evil is a Tarta Desasri to a Yom Simcha. But the Pirud Min HaMeis, that's a phenomenon. You can't say there was no Pirud Min HaMeis. So he was separated from the mace. And when do we consider the separation? Clinched, well, after the Kvura.
The first Kvura.
First Kvura. So it's a separate halacha of the Chai, when I gave to the Chai, that he lost the Karav. It's a separate halacha.
Interesting.
But if the period is really complete after the first Kura.
Yes.
So then why shouldn't the Avelis?
No, because the Niyag Avelis doesn't begin until you finish your Saskas. Because it has to do with the Saskas. Like, for instance, the Saskas has to do with the Kavanah Meis. But the Kvura, the first Kvura, is Pirud Menames. They lost it. So that's the Gavra. That Gavra of Ovel is a Gavra of Ovel, right, is the moment the loss is completed.
So that's the first Kvura.
That's the first Kvura.
So the Saskas and Kavanah Meis, and that's
what right. The Saskas and Kavanah Meis has to do with the Kiyum of the that the Gavra has. Just like the Kiyum of Avelis that we spoke about. It's vis-a-vis the mace. But vis-a-vis him, the first Kvura is the Pirut.
Right. Right. Ramos says Amos Askimbo.
So that's why there's no Issa Cholamayim. Right. Because there's no Yom Avelis. It's just the fact that the guy has a Shem Ovel of Pirut Min HaMeis. So that's why you're Menachem. It's interesting. You should think about it a little more.